Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Men broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Men broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. But those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S. W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's Friday night, and that means heart to heart. Brotherly and the Handmaidens, and I'll be joining them on this Friday night. Amen. Praise be to God. And we just thank God for all of you. Who've been listening to us on the broadcast, and those of you, especially who've been faithfully listening to us over these 3 years. And I thank God for this opportunity and door that He has opened for us to get the gospel to you. Praise be to God. So while we await until my brother come on to head this off, I want to thank God for the Word of God, okay? I want to thank God for giving us something that we can believe in, and it will work for us, okay? Many of you, if not all of you, have heard concerning this coronavirus that's been going around. I think it's probably hit, if it ain't hit every state in the United States, it has hit most of them. And it's hit a lot of people, and we've had some deaths, okay? And, amen, what I want to say is this, because it has gotten to a point, and don't get me wrong, I believe in wisdom, but I also believe in the faith of God. And I've seen that since this coronavirus has hit over here, and I understand people taking some precautions, but there also have been a big, gigantic panic. Now, God does not want us in panic, okay? Now, I'm saying this for a reason. Because one of the things that come up is I don't know whether the president or the governors or one of them in the government was, you know, telling people that, you know, and not to have church service because of the spreading of the coronavirus. And you know, I'm going to tell you, well, we have the church I belong to, we had service, okay? And there were those who stood and say, hey, you know, we're going to have service. I stand on Psalms 91, you know. And so I heard, you know, that, and I was listening to a guy who was speaking concerning that. And, you know, he was in disagreement. Now, this guy, from what I gather in listening to him, professing to be a Christian. And he was not in agreement with those who, okay, even though the church he went to had service, which he said after that he don't know if they're going to continue to have it as long as this keep doing what it's doing. But he was saying that he hasn't seen anywhere where God promised us divine protection in the scriptures. And he spoke about wisdom. Now, once again, I don't speak against wisdom, okay? But we have to be very careful. Now, he spoke and said that he was in agreement with those standing on the 91st Psalm because he said the 91st Psalm is dealing with, how do you put it, is it eternal hope And, you know, that with the 91st song, it's going to be an eventually. I guess he put it that way. Eventually, something will happen. And all that. I want to say this to you. And to those of you that are listening. Yes, we have to use wisdom. And I'm not speaking against wisdom. But we can't forget faith. Okay? Hallelujah. We can't forget faith. And I'm not telling people, go out there and just do anything any kind of way. But, I mean, I'm not going to let anything stop me once again unless I get a direct word from God not to come or something like that. You know, have me in such a panic that I cannot come together with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay? Once again, there may be those of you listening say, hey, I think we should stay at home, it's wise, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's your thought. That's what you want to do, that's you. But I understand this, too, that in the days of Christ, when he walked this earth, the Bible told us that there were those who were diseased. You think there was no contagious diseases out there at that time? Now, I do admit that in the Old Testament, when they had leprosy and stuff like that, they was put outside the camp. But however, healing is still under the new covenant, and Christ can heal and deliver, okay? Why not stand on the 91st Psalm? Because, see, Christ would deliver us now. It's not a what you would call a future thing, per se, that he's going to do. He will heal now. He will protect now. How come God cannot protect? Okay? With Jehoshaphat fasted and prayed, and his enemies was coming on to kill, destroy them, take them captive. God did such a protection that Jehoshaphat and company did not have to even lift their hand. Amen? They didn't even have to lift their hand. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. Praise be to God. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. We are the Church of Jesus Christ. We
Amen.
Are the body of the Son of God. We are the people with the Elijah message. We're the church with the voice crying loud. We are the end time word of God. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Well, bless you there, brother. And thank
God,
God
bless you, brother.
For another opportunity.
I do, brother. Amen. I do, brother.
And,
you know, praise be to God. Brother, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. One of the things is for his word. You know, he have given us something to believe in that will work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He didn't just talk in the air. He gave us something to believe in that will work. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Brother, just like you said, I like that. I like that. He gave us something to believe in that will work. You know, brother.
Yeah.
This coronavirus, you know, when the government asked the people, said, you know, told them not to have church, you know, asked them, would they not go to church, spread the coronavirus and all that. Okay, I'm like, okay. So there was some who decided to go. Now, you have, and I heard one Christian. Now, the other Christians that decided, say, hey, we're going to have service because we're standing on 91st Psalm. I said, okay, that's good. You had other Christians said, well, I don't think the 91st Psalm would apply. You know, that's what it, to paraphrase what they were saying. And God said, I haven't seen nowhere where God promised us divine protection. I said, oh, really? Okay. And so,
that's
really interesting. It even said that the 91st Psalms was more of a, let me see how the words this guy put it. Now, this guy's supposed to be a professing Christian. He talks about it dealing with the eternal glory. And it's going to be eventually, some way he put it. I guess he's saying this is going to be more of
a
future. So I'm like, okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't speak against wisdom. I want to make that clear to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking against wisdom. Okay? I'm not speaking against wisdom.
Yeah, I'm not against.
There has to come a place, Brother, how many diseases were back in Jesus' day?
We had, since the fall of Adam and death and disease and affliction entered the world. That was the curse. That Adam, in his disobedience, opened the door to physical, spiritual death and curse upon the land and the earth and in the air, disease, affliction, and bondage, and darkness.
Wow.
That was released through the fall of Adam and his rebellion and transgression and rebellion against the Most High. That's what was loosed upon the earth and mankind. So if you want to give Brother Adam a clap, you can give him a hand clap, you know, and whatever, you know, you can say, you know, whatever. But good news, the second Adam. Mm. The Bible talks about the second Adam, and I think First Corinthians 15. But it talks about the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came. Now this is the upside. The Lord Jesus Christ, that is sent to reconcile and restore us, ekoposha, and to restore us and reconcile us and redeem us and reclaim us and bring us back to the place that Adam sold away, to walk and to live and have victory over all those curses that came into the world through Adam. So we walk without fear. We walk in wisdom. We walk in faith. We walk in power. We walk in the covenant of God under his wings. So I can't speak for other people. That they can walk where they want to walk. I can't tell them where they want to walk. They said they're not walking under divine protection. They have no assurance. They have no faith, no covenant. I won't argue with them. I'll just tell what I know, what the scriptures say. I'll just go by the scriptures that I say. That's all. I mean,
I'm
they want to believe.
I'm with you.
You know.
I'm with you on that, brother, because I'm going to stand on the 91st Psalm, and I'm going to service. You know, and I'm like this. Praise be to God.
You know.
Amen.
Listen, tell your thought about this. If the Lord of the creation can put the planets and put them in orbit and cause the moon and the sun to stand in this place, and all the planets are still evolving in the place of he put them in, and the universe is still evolving in the place, and he's able to command it to be so, and they are still standing and obeying, you think he's able to preserve, keep and deliver us? If he can do all of that, he can call the wind, the sun, and the moon and have its season, and that the sun don't become so hot, don't burn us up, and the moon and the reflection of the sun and the orbit and all the planets are just obeying and standing in orbit, and the whole universe is obeying. Do you think we are made in the image and the likeness of God? We are the sons of God, the redeemed, his creation when we come to Christ. Do you think that he can, do you think that he redeemed us from the curse and the curses? So I just say, whatever, whoever want to believe what they believe, I'm going to believe what the book says. No argue with me.
Amen.
I'm going to believe what the scriptures say, what the promise is. Now, you know, some people don't believe all of the promises. That's okay. That's up to them. We know they believe. People believe traditions of men and their own thoughts, and some people believe in fear, and you know, and they think that's the only thing that's absolute. But I'm gonna believe in something that's absolute,
right?
That absolutely can't fail.
Amen.
Guaranteed by heaven and by Jesus at itself and the Father at the right hand. Guaranteed, absolute. That's why I believe in the absolute. The world don't believe in absolute, but I believe in the absolute faithfulness of God's word. Hallelujah. To back up his promise to his people. Now, if you're not his people, then I can understand that, you know, I mean, I can kind of, if you're not his people. So, you know, if you're not his covenant redeemed people, then I can kind of understand, you know. But if you are the redeemed in Christ, if you are the redeemed, brother, I'm not going to live in fear. I ain't going to live in worry and anxiety because that ain't for me. That ain't the will of God for me. Hallelujah. If
Amen.
The Lord God Almighty can send 10 plagues upon Egypt and they touch not Israel, and he preserved Israel in Goshen, and the 10 plagues did not touch them, not even the last plague, which was death. Hallelujah. Listen, if the Lord can command Joshua, and Joshua spoke to the sun, and the sun did not go down for 24 hours. The sun did not go down, brother, at his word, Joshua. Did you get that?
Amen.
Did we get that? He commanded the sun to stand still. Hallelujah. He commanded Israel for 40 years. They had no grocery store, no hydrant to drop them food or anything. Their clothes did not wear out for 40 years. Can you wear, brother, can you imagine wearing a pair of sandals for 40 years and it didn't wear out? And then if you're a little child, your foot grew and the shoe grew. So, you know, one pair of shoes lasted for 40 years. The clothes didn't wear out. Wow. Well, I just kind of think, I don't know what God other people are serving. I can't speak for
that.
Okay?
Right. Well, brother, we got our brother on here, guest with us. God bless you, brother Emmanuel. How you doing?
I'm great, brothers. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh,
shalom. Shalom,
thank
brother.
God for another blessed day, brother.
Yeah, thank God.
Amen. I just wanted to hop on with you guys, and I didn't want anything, but I just wanted to be with my brothers, if that's okay, on tonight.
Oh, not a problem,
heart
brother.
To heart.
Oh, man, what you talking about?
It's okay if you're drinking enough water, brother. It's enough if you're drinking enough water now. If you come on if you're drinking enough water, okay?
Okay. Okay, I drink about a gallon and a half of water a day. I ordered my water ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You're all good. And I love my water, you know. I love my water. And my aloe vera juice. And I'm just grateful. And I'm grateful for my aloe vera. I drink the things that are good for me. And I put my faith in him who is unlimited.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate all the natural things that God has given us to help us and bless us, and the things of the earth that blesses us and help us and keep it healthy. And I thank God that he's given us the gift of doctors and medicine. And I thank God for all those good things. But they are limited. But you got to know somebody that's not limited, brother. The doctor can only go so far. Medical science can only go so far. Thank God.
Amen.
But we serve a miraculous God, a supernatural covenant God that has not broken one of his good promises since the world began. Now, we've broken our promises, but he has not broken any of his promises. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord for another great and grand day. A wonderful day, a blessed day. This is a wonderful day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's my view, and that's my covenant. No matter what happens, this is the day whom the Lord God has given me. I will rejoice and be glad in it and in him. For great is
Hallelujah.
He to be praised and be lifted up and be highly exalted. For his name is exalted and more excellent than all other names. The name
Hallelujah.
That's above every name. You know, his name is above coronavirus, and his name is above bubonic plague.
Mm.
You know, his name is above HIV and cancer, and his name is above all. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think
yes, Lord.
That
Hallelujah.
I don't believe. And I make it come in a people, but if you're going to choose to believe, you either believe in all of it or just back until you make up your mind.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know.
Right.
I can understand that. I'm just saying, You know, I'm just saying, if you're going to believe God halfway, two-thirds way, one-fourth way, maybe you want to step back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You might want to step back.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
Consider. And reconsider.
Amen.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
Until you make a decision, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you know what?
Amen.
Well, you know what, brother? This time for the show, brother. It's in the show. It's going to show. This time going to show. It's going to show the value of the car. When you get in and try the car, you get down on the gas some, see can it run.
Yeah.
And if it ain't built up to par, you will find out before you get back to the car lot.
Oh, so, my God.
Oh, the value is going to get tested. Hallelujah.
I wonder. Can anything stop the Lord God from being God? Yes, it can stop him being God in our lives, but not in who he is.
Yeah.
It's up to the individual to let him be God or supreme in their life. Now, he's not in control of everything. I hear that all the time. I hear that statement, God is in control, but he's only in control of the people who allow him to be in control of their faith and their life. He's not in control of those who refuse. Anybody get that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
No, didn't get that. It's better to say God is in control of everything. No, he's not. No, he's not.
That's right. That's right, bro.
That's not scripturally sound. It sounds good, though. You can sing a good song off of that. But
yeah.
I'm afraid it's scripturally incorrect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see all the evils in the world. Is God in control of all these people doing this evil? Is he permitting all this? No, God is not in control of everything. He was not in control of Adam's decision in God. That was Adam's decision. And God couldn't control it because he gave man freedom.
That's right.
Freedom. Freedom, which is called free will, to choose. Hallelujah. I said to choose. So God is not in control of your choices and your decisions. The people that's running down the street and raping and knocking people in the head and killing and dropping bombs, he's not in control of that. In fact, he was not behind that, nor did he inspire that. Well, that's all. I just throw that out there. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead. Throw it out some more. Throw it out some more. Throw it out some more, brother.
I just throw it out there.
Long and wide. Throw it out long and wide.
Wait a minute. As long as you're going to throw it out there, you have to throw it out there with the attention that people not to understand better and more clearer what the will of God is and what the will of man is and what the will of Satan is. You have to distinguish.
Right.
You have to distinguish. Now, he's not in charge of Satan to this point. Satan is allowed to do certain things.
Right.
And God is not in charge of some of the things that he's allowed to do. His
Amen.
Job is to kill, steal, and destroy. Is God in charge of Satan killing and destroying? No, he's not in charge of Satan. He doesn't allow Satan to have supreme will and supreme power, but he gives him allowances to do evil as much as man would allow him to do. That's why the Bible said, give no place to the devil. It's up to you whether you give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. It's up to you to open the door, to choose, or keep the door closed. It's up to you to walk in sin or come to the Savior. That's a choice. That's a decision. It's up to you to believe all the promises of God. It's up to you. How many you want to believe and who you don't want to believe. That's a choice. That's your choice. That's my choice. thank God for the choice today. We can rejoice together and come together on this our way. We have the freedom and liberty to choose to use this for the glory of God. So I rejoice.
Hallelujah.
So I rejoice.
I'm gonna rejoice with you, brother. I'm gonna join in that rejoicing with you. Just let it spill
out.
Just hit everybody. Yeah, I'm gonna rejoice with you. Hey, hallelujah. I'm gonna rejoice with you.
Listen, the cross and the death means something.
Yeah.
The cross and the sacrifice meant something. It's not just a storybook, a little wooden cross you wear around your, Tama. You know, he died. The cross and the death and the sacrifice of the Lamb of God was the most powerful act ever done. Shatta. I'll say it again. Somebody missed it.
Hey,
good. The most important act in the history of man was when Jesus, the Lamb of God, laid down his life, bare our iniquity, our sins, and our curse, and rose again. That was the most important act that God made towards man. Well, glory to God anyway.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'll say glory anyhow, anyway, anytime. Amen. If it get me a chance, besides the president, I'll say glory right up there with him and Pence and the rest of them. I'll say glory to God. Hallelujah.
Well, you know what, brother? When the word means something to you, you will stand for it.
Yeah.
I hope that everybody heard that. When the word means something to you, you will stand for it. If you find yourself getting in the corner hiding, my question is, what does it mean to you? Does it mean something to you? Hallelujah. See, we don't come on the broadcast to be cute and talking about these subjects because we're trying to get a name. We're doing this because the word means something to us. And if it means something to you, you're going to stand for it. Can I get a Baptist amen? Can I get hallelujah? Hallelujah.
You get a Baptist. You can get a Methodist. You can get a Episcopalian, a Church of God, a Church of God in Christ, a Holiness, Latter Rain, Assembly of God, Full of Faith. You can get them all, brother. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Okay, I appreciate it.
We're going
to
get them all. We're going to rejoice and be glad in Jesus. Now, we are not to live in fear, but we're not to be foolish.
Right.
And we're not to be unwise. And we're not to tempt the Lord thy God.
Right.
We're going to live in wisdom with common sense, but we're going to live in faith without fear.
Yeah.
I say we're going to live in faith and wisdom without fear.
Amen.
Because God is not the author or the giver of fear.
That's
right.
But
love, faith, peace, power, and a sound mind. So I'm going to keep a sound mind, not a fearful mind, not a worry and anxiety, you know, how to stack no stroke, because that ain't going to help the corona for you get no stroke and anxiety. When you fearful, it sends a poison through your whole system.
Right.
Do you know? You know what fear do? Fear, tormenting fear. It is a destructive thing, and all of us has had human fears at one time or another and faced things that cause fear to come. That's a human thing. But then there's another type of fear that's beyond the human fear that comes directly from evil. Therefore, the Lord says, fear not, neither be afraid. Why? Because fear paralyzes faith. I said fear put handcuffs on faith.
That's right.
So that's what it does. It paralyzes the hope that you have in God to believe. Now, natural fear is a human thing. But you ought to have natural fear. Don't do foolish things like walk on railroad tracks, touch, electric cords just to be foolish, stand in front of a locomotive and all. Those are foolish types of things. God give us wisdom of fear to doing foolish things. No, I'm not jumping on a building to prove that I'm in God. No, I ain't doing no foolish stuff like that. No. And I'm not going to run into a burning building just to prove that I got a vest on. No, that's foolish. That's tempting God. But I have to run in there in the name of the Lord Jesus. He can bring me out for safety.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Love the Lord Jesus. Do your part, but don't live in fear. live in faith and hope, walk in wisdom, and walk with peace. Because there is, you have assurance. If you have the assurance of God's covenant word, if you live in assurance of God's covenant word, you can walk without fear, the bondage of fear. At moments, do you know that moment, fear grips you, what takes place in your heart and your brain and your immune system? Do you know what took place in your immune system? What took place in your heart muscles, the muscles that go to your heart and the blood muscles and lead to your brain? Do you know what took place? Hallelujah. So the Lord wants us to live.
Amen. Amen.
To live free.
Brother, I got a and before you go any further, I got a request if it's all right with you.
Okay.
Brother Emmanuel,
yes,
can give us a report concerning the boosting that we've been doing on the Facebook, the boosting of the video.
All right,
it's okay with you.
Okay, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. well, I just want to first say I thank God for the both of you and the work that we've been doing, specifically the two of you coming on the broadcast has really been seeing some great results. With as far as the different individuals, the people from around the world reaching out to us and letting us know that they're listening. So we put together a short-term strategy to take advantage of some of the marketing or advertising resources that social media on Facebook. And so what we've been doing, myself, Brother Nate, and also you, Brother Lee, whether I don't know if you know indirectly that I've been posting your videos that you do on Sunday after church. I've been posting those as well. So we've been seeing an uptick of the number of people following us, almost double the number of people liking the God's Word to Man page. And as far as the boosting is concerned, we've boosted quite a few times, approximately about six times over the last month and a half or so. And we're talking about average viewership of each post is over 10,000 views. We're seeing some real promising results from this data. We've even had people commenting on the videos that Brother Nate has done, and yourself, Brother Lee, commenting saying, amen, continue to speak the truth. So people are viewing the videos and people are starting to go to the Blog Talk Radio website and starting to listen to some of the teachings. In particular, we have some, the most recent one Brother Nate has done on the Jehovah Witness religion. So I just wanted to call attention to that and say, you know, if there are people out there listening that listen to us from time to time, I ask that you continue to support the broadcast. And if you're on social media, to go over to Facebook and like and follow the page, God's Word to Man page, because we're starting to see some traffic to the page and also listening to the broadcast. So I just wanted to report that.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord for
Lord.
Thank God for Jesus that people, no matter where they are, that the Lord is allowing some people to become interested and they having an ear to hear some of the things that we are sharing with people about the kingdom of God and about the gospel of hope in Christ. We're grateful for that. And we thank God for our brother Nate Hunt in particular, who has been very diligent and very valiant in declaring the unadulterated word of God with love and great respect and great passion. And Brother Nate been declaring it and going ahead. We appreciate that. We're grateful for Brother Emmanuel helping and being the strategy and being helped to keep this broadcast focused. We're thankful for that, and hopefully that Brother Keeban will, you know, also begin to, you know, to get back in the race since the loss of his dear beloved mother. Let us pray, let's continue be for his father, Jerome, or Mr. Jerome Bruce, and keep him in mind in your prayers, and send him a note or a letter. Let him know that our heart is with him, our prayer with him, our love is with him, and that God has things for him to carry on. This is wife is left. Is God meant for him to carry on? We lose and heaven gains, and the kingdom of God moves forward. Brother Draves, the scribe of the Lord, and the man that whom the angel of God had come to for over 40 years. I remember when he lost his wife, and it was a great hole in his heart. But all of us, you know, will suffer that loss one way or the other, and heaven to gain is the joy. And if you know they are rejoicing with us in heaven, that's the double joy. And thank God for that. And so it's just like, you know, this year, Emmanuel lost his mother, and John, his wife, Derek Roger, his mother, this year, and some going on to be with the Lord. We know that they are, I believe, that they are praying and interceding for the people on the earth, even in heaven. Hallelujah. They never lose their desire to see their loved ones and people on the earth to come to live in heaven with Christ. So we're grateful for that. And this year, we'd like to invest, because we don't ask for money. We don't have no programs for money. We're not up for exhibitions or showboating. We're not only here for money or for fame or recognition, just to declare the wonderful news about Christ and the kingdom of God. And we don't ask for any money. We support ourselves basically by our own giving. And, of course, we don't want to think people we ain't here to, for some money or greed or anything like that. We appreciate anybody that want to give a gift to help the work of the Lord, but we don't solicit, we don't beg, we don't have any program to get money out of your pocket. If the Lord touched your heart and you hear something you want to give, surely for the glory of God, you can give it freely. Thank God. The expansion, the video, when I first saw that, I was very much interested in that, I said, because I've been praying so that Brother Nate, that his videos could go around the world. And Brother Keeping, whoever the Lord would add, that their videos and voice concerning the King could go around the world. And I asked, I remember this year, I said, Lord, let be an expansion. That Brother Nate, he's bringing out some great and wonderful things about the kingdom of God and awakening people to many truths. And so the video is an important thing. So I'll be giving more to invest to make sure that keeps going.
Amen. I'm with you on that one, brother. Amen. Brother Manuel, we're in it on that, brother. As Brother Lee has said, God has opened that door. He's taking away our excuses. I sense the Holy Ghost on me right now. He's taking away our excuses. We rode on the wings of excuses so long till the wings just quit flapping. now it's been taken away. Amen.
I can't back up. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to really quick call out some of the places where a lot of these people, our listeners, I shouldn't just call them people, because they are brothers and sisters, many of them that are born again believers, where they are from. I mean, just to see some of the comments were so encouraging, because you never know. I mean, yes, Facebook has this feature that you can take advantage of, where you can advertise or market certain content, you know, to the rest of the world, you know. And I'm just going to choose one of them we'll choose the one Brother Nate did where the post was called, "Here's What You Want, But This Is What You Need." Okay. And that one received so many comments. And I didn't really think anything of it. I mean, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory sense.
Right,
Brother Nate tells me to post and to boost, I just go in and I do it. And it was one that we did. Brother Nate said he wanted that to be boosted. And we received over 21 comments. Now, understand something that I want the folks to understand, that when you post and you boost these things, a lot of the times you get many comments for things that are derogatory. Like if I boosted and posted a fight or some police action, or if I boosted something about, you know, racism or our president, those types of things get likes and comments all day long because people like controversy. You know, you understand what I'm saying? But when you post things that are spiritual, sometimes you tend not to get, you know, no comments at all. People may like the video, but they won't comment. But just to share with you, this particular post got 21 comments. I deleted the negative comments because I didn't want the people who were going on and watching it and seeing the comments to see the negative comments. So it got more than 21 comments, but these are just the positive ones, or the ones that I thought were encouraging, where people, or this one young person is from in India, and this person says, our God Almighty has a great plan for us all to unite every country to be saved, our world, and share the words of God to everyone. God bless all of us. That was her comment to this video.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people saying amen. One person, Rosita Harper, said thank you from Guyana. Now, you know Guyana is not in America.
Yeah.
So
that is
evidence that the words that you're preaching and the videos that you guys are coming up with are going all around the world. Another person said, in Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. A lot of amens, a lot of amens. And just I'll click on one of the comments. I'll click on their post, and this person, doesn't necessarily say where they're from, but it looks like maybe of Spanish origin, you know, that this person is from. So this could be Spain. This could be this could be anywhere, but I know it's not the United States. So I just wanted to point that out. A lot of these people, you know, are from places in the world where they don't, some of them don't even have their own running water, you know, but they somehow found a way to listen to the broadcast or look at the video. So I just want to give some context to that, Brother Nate.
Yeah, indeed. I think, Brother Nathaniel, Brother, the Lord commend you for you being diligent and speaking and declaring and uncovering truth, unveiling truth, and giving hope and inspiration and light to people around the world. So we continue to support you, brother, and Nate and Bakibi, and all of those that started out with this good report, the good news about the King. So we're grateful for those people who are listening. I believe God wants us, particular Brother Nate and Brother Manuel, he's going to be doing more reporting. I mean, we all don't bag the further we can against the wall. Ain't no place to bag no more, Brother Nate. We have to, you know, we can only bag so far. Oh, hit the wall. You know.
So,
amen. I never thought I'd be using the Facebook and online. But even in my mind, I won't be bothered with that, Chuck. I wasn't a student in there using the going to the library. I just went in and started doing a little clicks, you know. I said, I won't be bothered with this stuff. But then my mind changed. Even though I'm not a student, I'm still a novice in use of it, I decided to do something foolish. I decided that I'm going to use, and God meant for it to be used for good. And all of this creation and technology and all of these ideas came into existence because he wanted it to be used for good and for the glory of God and the benefit of mankind. So I decided, I said, well, I'm going to get on here and click something. I don't care. I'm going to just do what I can do. Whoever can, you know, they can like it, don't like it, lump it or hump it or whatever, but I'm gonna do it for the glory of God. And so I, you know, like I don't do it grammatically well, but I say, hey, I'll get there in time. I ain't worried about it. I just do what I do. Everybody, you know, some people dig a hole well, and some people will dig at it, but they do something. At least I'll do something. I won't be. I can make no excuses.
Yeah,
you know,
brother, you're doing a great job, brother. Considering you just started doing this not too long ago.
Yeah,
trust me.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who have been afraid who have the technology available, but they still won't get on and do anything.
They won't do
so
it.
Every time you post a video,
that,
brother, I'm going to boost it. Don't you worry.
Yeah, you know, I think about the people who have these different ability and talent and, you know, are afraid to use them or, I don't know, afraid or scared or refuse to use them for the glory of man and for the glory of God and the benefit of man. I don't understand that. And that's why I took this step of faith by getting on Facebook and Instagram, which I thought I wasn't going to do stuff like that. I wasn't. But then when God reminded me, for the privilege and the opportunity that he has given us, we had better use it for the glory. And I just said, well, I'm not schooled in using it, but I'm going to get on there and do something. I'm going to dig a hole on the post or something. I'm going to do something. I said, I just work at it, and I'll get better by and by. And at least the Lord can say, you tried to do something. you made an effort. So, I'm going to continue to make my effort on this thing because time is winding up and God has given us command and the charge to go into all the world. And we're not physically able to go into all the world at this time, so we can go into all the world by this technology. So I'm going to use it for the glory of God. The devil is mightily using the technology all over the world to poison, to deceive, and use it for evil means. So we're going to use it for the glory of God, for the kingdom. And so
amen.
I want to say, people out there, I appreciate you're trying to read some of my stuff and dig at it, but I want you to know my intention is to help people and to bless people, and I appreciate that. You bearing with me, Brother Lee. I really appreciate that. And I try to focus on my brother here. He's the one that God is using to open the eyes of the blind and the deaf, and cause them to hear the glorious, wonderful news of the last day move of God. And I thank God for Brother Nate being the strategist and the visionary person. And Brother Keeban will soon be on staff, and Mark, and be busy. And we pray for Brother Daniel Rogers that in his last days that God will set and use him and many other people. But one thing I'll say about Brother Rogers, you may say what you want about it, but he ain't scared to say what he say. You know, I don't care what they say about him. He's not going to make an excuse and stand in the corner and say, I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to say to him, be quiet. He will say what he believes. He will not let his mistakes or his failures, and I'm not going to let my mistakes and my failures stop me. And if you allow your mistakes, Satan, to use your fast mistakes and pains to hold you back and keep you silent, that is one of your greatest mistake. And that ain't going to be my mistake. I will not be silent.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to let everyone know also that I will be off work for the next 2 months. So if there's anyone that wants to get on the broadcast for an hour each day, I know Brother Nate has a running broadcast every evening at 7 p.m., but I am available during the day for anyone that wants to take up that other hour that we have available. I am available if they want to do that. So they just need to reach out to me. If they don't have my cell phone number, they can reach out through email, God's Word to Man email, or they can just contact Brother Lee or Brother Nate and just let me know. And we can work that out and get that taken care of.
Amen. We would thank God for that. And you have a 2 week vacation, 2 month vacation, allotted to you. And many other people got vacations that they wasn't planning on having. And some may not understand that they may suffer some losses, but you can turn things around and make what seemed to be a loss for a benefit if we learn how to.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do not allow what they call a crisis become a crisis in their lives, but it become a way to learn how to deal with life and overcome it.
And that's right.
What? Do victory. Now, you can do whatever you want. You can cry, moan, and groan. And you can weep, and after you get through doing that, you have to get on up. Amen. Say, what can I do?
Amen.
Turn this crisis into a victory in my life. Now you can say, you know, all of us have been through experiences where we just, you know, just questioning, it ain't right. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Fear and then devastated. Yeah, most of it has been through in our lives. But I'm telling you that you can even think about this. Even if you're not in Christ, even if you don't know the Lord, even if you're just a good person, just a wonderful person trying to take care of your family, just begin to read the Bible and read some good stuff to tell you how to turn crisis into victory and triumph in life in spite of these problems that exist. Because I'm going to tell you this one thing. Beloved, whoever you're listening, a greater crisis than these are ahead.
Yeah,
I'm not promoting fear. I'm promoting reality. You can call it fear, but I'm warning you and awakening you that there are greater things than this that is going to hit the earth. So prepare your life and heart and be ready for their coming. Hallelujah. And I've been warning people about these things for the last 25, what's going to hit. And I was telling people about 2 months ago, I said, you get ready for another thing that's going to be greater. Hallelujah. I came on the broadcast and I wrote on about this thing that was coming that's going to be greater and soon will be here. People, the Lord is trying to awaken us, using these things to awaken us. The Lord is a God of justice because he does not delight in destroying people. His joy is not bringing judgment, but bringing redemption if you will receive it. Now, thank be to God that there's a way of escape and a way of victory no matter what happens in the earth if you choose to make that step and that decision to make Christ Jesus your head. If you want to make Jesus the head of your life, our Redeemer and your Savior, you have a guarantee. The president can only do certain things. The governor can do so many things. But I'm to tell you about the unlimited one who can fulfill all of his promises. And Brother Nate, his name is above.
Amen.
Every power. Every ability. When, you know, I say this. When I stopped into that church years ago, I used to stop in different churches. And you know, through the week, even some of the big churches, you know, are just Sunday people. They're not necessarily Bible or prayer intercession people through the week. So I stopped in, and the guy says the preacher had a little group, and I was sitting there, and then it came to a statement that one of the sister was sitting by me, and she brought up something. Well, you don't know nobody that been raised from the dead. You ain't never know nobody to be raised from the dead except Jesus. I said, and then so the lady was saying something. I said, I know somebody been raised from the dead in my day. What? And the lady said, thank God for you stopped by. Thank God. Because. Good people, but, you know, a lot of people full of unbelief. And they, you know, I understand. They could be good people, but they're just full of unbelief. Hallelujah. You know, we have to. The curse that's upon us is unbelief. This is why the children of Israel did not enter the promised land. They did not continue to believe. And unbelief took them over, and it kept them in the wilderness of destruction, the unbelief, because they failed to believe and trust the word of the Lord given to Moses for their deliverance to bring them into the promise of God. Unbelief is a thing you have to fight. It is one of the most deadly things that Satan uses. He uses fear, unbelief, and doubt, and anger, which leads bitterness and unforgiveness. Those three tools he will use on everybody, fear, unbelief. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. This is how he controls your destiny, through fear, unbelief, and ignorance of the word of God. If you're fearful and unbelieving and ignorant of the word of God, the will of God, which is found in the word, you're ignorant of it, you will not enter into the glory or the plan of God. And that's all the devil wants, to keep you out of the plan and purpose of God for your life. He used fear, unbelief, and ignorance of the will of God. My people are short for the lack of knowledge. And he wants you to be ignorant of what God says and what the promise of Christ is. And, beloved, many Christians, even though they're good and wonderful people, are ignorant of many things in the plan and purpose of God. When we tell people, and we say Elijah must come in his last days before Christ come, even saved, sanctified people, good people, what are you talking about? You know, they get all, I said, yes. I said, man, look at you. Look, oh, boy, there's something wrong with you. What is he, a false prophet? I said, well, no, why don't you go search the scriptures to see what I'm through? That's all you got to do. Be honest and go and search the scriptures. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Elijah must first come and restore all things. What is that? I said, well, have you been reading your Bible? You said you read it from cover to cover and book to book. Didn't you run across that? You said that you read it from cover to cover and book to book. And you claim that you know everything in the Bible. That's you claim, and I don't have such. I can't say that I understand everything in the Bible. I can't say that. And if you say that you understand everything in the Bible, I don't want to call you an outlaw liar, but you just have to call your own self. You know what you are.
Amen.
But I don't mean to hurt your feeling, but that's just what it is. Because you read it don't mean you understand it all. I mean, you may have read everything, but how much do you understand from God? That's the key, because the Bible said in Proverbs 4:8, above all you're getting, get wisdom and get understanding. He said above everything that you get wisdom, get understanding of God. That's the most precious thing. So today, we have great desire for many nations like Kenya and Africa and certain parts in the Philippines and in the Ukraine who don't have the medical help and don't have the available things to help them when they have crisis and disease hit them. So let us prayers be for Africa, for Syria, Ukraine, Philippines, Ethiopia, Haiti, many of these nations do not have the medical and the means to deal with disease and calamities of what they call pandemic curses and plagues. So let us remember in prayer. Now you notice that China had the means and shut down the system to do it. But many nations do not. And they're just meagerly making it, trying to go from meal to meal and day to day. So let's remember our women in many nations, in Africa, even in South and Central America, even in parts of Russia, hallelujah, and in Korea, and even parts of nations that under Marxism do not have privilege to certain medical benefits. So we are blessed in America. We're superly blessed. I said we are superly blessed of God.
Amen.
So I'm thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want to pray for our president. Can I get in the hand claps there? Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to go anything. Yes, everybody makes mistakes. He makes mistakes. He's made quite a few, so we don't have to dwell there. We make them also in our lives. And his and our president, the decisions that he makes affects the nation, the whole nation. So they're very serious. So we're going to pray for him because he makes some mistakes. But his motive may be good. God knows the motive of people's heart. I don't know his motive. He says a lot of stuff that he ought not to say, but I don't know. God knows his heart and why he got him in an office. So we're just going to let the Lord work it out and believe the Lord can work with him and that he'll humble himself to the Lord and that he'll lead our nation and bless our nation.
Amen.
Now, that means we have to pray for his failures and his mistakes and ask God to forgive him and bless him and help him and his family. The same thing we would pray for ourselves if we was in that same seat. If you was in that same seat, you'd be on a hot potato. And so he is a lot of things God is working with him. He's very, sure, we know he's egotistical. He's prideful. He says things, then he come back and take it back. And, he runs his mouth when he ought to be quiet and stuff like that. And,
don't get racist.
Huh?
No. I said, don't forget sometimes slightly racist.
I put those on there and remind him that was not a good thing. On the Facebook, I tell that he makes, racist remark and different stuff. And I'm praying that he'd overcome that, because we have to overcome a lot of stuff. And we have to believe God that God will give him grace, that he will overcome and get the victory. I'm praying that he will. He makes, what he is. And there are things he has to overcome. But the first thing, he's got to acknowledge his mistake. And we got to pray that he will begin to acknowledge his mistakes. And the first thing to make change or transformation, you have to acknowledge. You have to first confess and acknowledge it. And he has a difficult time to acknowledge his mistakes. All of us, one of the things that keeps us from the favor of God is not humbling ourselves and saying, Lord, I was wrong. I made a mistake. Would you help me to overcome that and repent of that? And so some people have a problem with it. Now, President, in the life that he lived, he has a problem acknowledging that he make a mistake or he failed. Can I get a woe with that?
Amen.
Hey,
you're right, bro.
But God can still use it. And I've been trying to tell people, I said, God, the Almighty God, can use whom he will. And
that's
this is
true.
The part that believers don't believe. They think that God only uses Christians and redeemed people. We don't understand the nature and the plan of it. God doesn't just use saved people. He uses unsaved, ungodly people and unredeemed people to work his will. That's what people don't understand that.
Yeah.
They think because Mr. Trump does all these foolish things and said these foolish things that God can't use him. Oh, you're greatly mistaken. God is using him. He's just not your choice and he's not my choice.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have to be my choice. He don't have to be your choice. God can choose whom he will. When he chose Judas, he chose Judas, and he said, I knew he was a devil in the beginning when I chose him. But why do you choose him? Because I had a plan. I need somebody to betray me, and I knew his heart. And so I chose him.
Yeah.
Well, why did you choose King Nebuchadnezzar? The fourth chapter of Jeremiah. Why did he choose? He said, I've chosen him. He's my servant. A pagan king? A pagan Babylonian king? And you said, Jehovah said, I chose him. He's my servant. I chose him to come and overthrow. What you doing, God? What you doing, Jehovah? You choosing pagan people to do your will? Yes. I chose Pharaoh for this purpose, that I chose Pharaoh to show my power. When he brought Israel out, he said, I chose him, Pharaoh, to demonstrate my power. Well, okay. Yeah. Yes. He chose King Cyrus, a pagan, to come to fulfill the purpose. He said, Cyrus, I knew him before he was born and called his name before he was born, a pagan king, and I called him Cyrus, and the prophets called his name before he was born in Isaiah. And God said, I've raised up Cyrus, a pagan heathen king of Persia, which we call Iran today, to bring my people loose so they could go back to Jerusalem and build the temple. And he was a pagan king. He loosed the slaves and bondages of Israel from Babylonian and gave them freedom and liberty to go and build the temple in Jerusalem. See, God does strange things, doesn't he? Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know God uses unsaved people to bless other people?
Yeah.
You know that. Well, you don't understand the ways of, you have to understand the ways of the Most High God. You know, I have got help from unsaved people while saved people wouldn't even help me.
Yeah.
God has touched unsaved people to bless me in a need and came to my rescue when saved people or redeemed people might pass your way.
Amen.
Nobody talking to me.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, listen, you know when the Lord God made a donkey talk to the man in Numbers and Balaam, and the donkey, and God used the donkey, and the donkey talk and spoke to the man. God can use what he will. Some are called vessels of honor, some called vessels of dishonor. Listen,
yeah.
Let's be aware. I was standing in the rain. I was on my way one night, way on the west side, and my car stopped, and it was raining, and I think I had visited church or something. My car broke down, and I'm standing in the rain, this thing, and I'm on this side of the, off the upper, off the expressway, and I see the church people passing me by. They see me standing in the rain with hood up, and the good, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying I can see the church people passing me by, and I'm here with God. What am I going to do here? I need some help here. I have this old battery, and I'm raining and cold. And here come a man in a Cadillac car, and he had been drinking. You could smell it drinking. He was half drunk. And, you need some help. You need some help. You get out the car. Here he is in his Cadillac car. Need some help, brother. And I said, now he sends a sinner. This guy's drunk, and let me help you in his clothes and see and get down there and start my car. I didn't get no help from all the saints that were passing me by, but a guy helped from a
stranger.
Well, glory to God anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He'll send you help. Where I live at, there was some gangs over here, and one. The person down the way, a young man named Kennedy. So he smoked dope. So he's a drug addict. So he drank smoke. He said, "Hey, Mr. Lee, I'm looking out for you. They ain't gonna mess with your car. I'm watching for you. I'm watching for you." I said, "Thank you, Kenny. They ain't gonna mess with your car." God is an awesome God, ain't he?
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
I said, God is an awesome God. He'll give you favor anywhere he wants to give you favor as long as you favor him. Listen, you may be in a dark place in your country, and you may be listening tonight, and you may be looking in it hopelessly because your country do not have the blessings of America. And do you have freedom? Do you not have opportunity? You don't have financial. You don't have medical. You don't have a social outlet. You don't have an education outlet in your country because your president may be one that is a tyrant, a dictator, or he may be ungodly. And you feel so oppressed and helpless in your country. And the land does not yield. Your water, there's no drinking water. You may be in a land where hunger is prevailing, like India or Indonesia or certain parts of Africa or Philippines or in Ukraine. But tonight in Mexico and Central America, I want you to know, Brother Nate knows, and I know, Brother Manuel, that his hand is one drop away from helping you. We want you to think there is a hand and a mighty right hand that's waiting to come to your rescue. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I don't know where you have a Bible. I don't know where you have in a written instrument. Are you allowed? Because some nations, you're not allowed to preach the gospel or have a Bible. I understand that some nations forbid you to learn about the Redeemer and the Savior. That some nations forbid and have laws that you cannot have the Bible, not Christianity, in your nation. But I want you to know Jesus knows exactly where you are. I said the Lord Jesus knew exactly, and he hears your cry and your sigh, and you said help. If you don't know anything to do, just turn your eyes upon the Lamb of God and say, help. I need help. Maybe you're on an oppressive regime where religion is foreign and your religion is culturally with all kind of deities and gods and all kind of foreign strange sorcery, witchcraft, and tribal gods. But there is one true and redeeming one Lord. Isaiah 43 says, Psalms 98:97. He says, this God who created the heavens and the earth and all things thereof, that he is the one true God, the God of Israel, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he hears you tonight, maybe night or day or evening, wherever you are. If you would just say, help, you could be in a strange land or in a land so oppressed and you want to commit suicide, no food, no hungry, no water for your children, medicine, they're starving to death. Just turn your eyes and say, Lord Jesus, help. Help. He would hear you. Just keep saying, I need your help. I heard that you came to help and to redeem, to save. I need your help. I don't have a morsel of bread. I don't have no help for my child. Sick and starving in an oppressed land. Lord Jesus, help. He knows and he hears every sigh from the ends of the earth. Turn your eyes upon the Lamb of God and say, Lord Jesus, I need your help. All right. Okay. Brother Nate, I was going to talk about why curses come upon the earth, but we'll get that maybe tomorrow about why curses are come, why crisis, why sorrow is upon the earth. Why is these things upon the earth? Maybe we'll talk about tomorrow about why curses and sorrow and grief is upon the earth. And what is its purpose? And what is its purpose? And what is it allowed to do? And why is it happening? And why is it happening? Okay. So, Brother Nate, you have and I don't know whether the manual is still there or not.
Yeah. He's still here. In fact, he told me our sister, Sheila Crow, had a friend she lost to coronavirus. So, So,
well,
I would like to pray
I'm going to give you, okay, yeah. I want to give you briefly some things that might benefit you from the natural means and the spiritual means. Everybody's not spiritual. Everybody's not in covenant with Christ, and everybody's not looking to God directly in relationships. So you have to use the natural things that God has given you, which is called wisdom. To those who people who are in this crisis, follow the guidelines, medically speaking. It would be a benefit to you to follow the guidelines, the health guidelines about your going and your coming and things. Follow those guidelines. Secondly, the things that you can do to benefit you, just be cautious and wise when you're going, you're coming, and you're touching, all those things. Follow that those guidelines. And then there's other things you can take. Aloe vera juice is a great benefit. Garlic and onion will help cleanse. Garlic and onion. Organic honey and organic pure honey and cider vinegar and warm water will be a benefit to you. I'm just giving these food substance that you can eat, and garlic and onion and some pure honey or vinegar and vitamin C and aloe vera and some cleansing thing like castor oil will cleanse your system, feel clean. I'm giving these things health benefit that will help you if you would be wise and if you will listen. If you will listen to the roots or the sassafras or the black tea, it has a cleansing and a helpful effect for your system. Just giving you a couple things that might benefit you. Drink a lot of pure water. Pure water. Those nations that don't have pure water said, Lord, bless the water and bless me if those things are helping you. Tell Jesus to bless the land for your sake and turn your heart to Jesus and your life to Christ, and he'll bless the land for your sake and he'll deliver you. So I'm just giving these benefits. Drink a lot of pure water. If you're in a nation that has a lot of water, pure water, drink a lot of pure water. Just use wise advice that the medical has given you. To those that are Christians, you are to use both of these, but not to live in fear and bondage. You can use the wisdom of cautious, but you must use the wisdom of faith and cover yourself in the blood of Jesus daily and pronounce the word of God over your life concerning the preservation of Jesus. Use the word and the promise of God over your life and cancel the curse. You must speak to the curse and cancel it, the virus. Use wisdom, but use the faith and the promise of God to curse in the name of Jesus Christ. And constantly do this from day to day. I cover my home with the blood of Jesus and the word of God daily and morning and morning. When I go out, I cover myself under Psalms 91. I've been doing that for over 40 years. Psalms 91 was given to me. Psalms 91 and 27 and 59, they were given to me. Hardly to release on my life, my going. And I release that because it is the promise of God that Moses prayed this prayer in Psalms 91. Hallelujah. And it is to release that God is a preserving and delivering. He's your shield, my rock, and my defense. Under his blood covereth. So I believe the promise of God, he's able to preserve and keep that which I commit to him. I'm giving you this advice if you don't have the promise of God, the covenant of God, the blood of Jesus, you must declare. The word of God, under his wings do I trust. He's my shield, my buckler, my rock, and he delivered me. No evil shall not come nigh thee, nor any disease, because he's my shield, my buckler, my rock, and my redemption. And now, this is the spiritual part. Do the natural things. Don't just do foolish things, unwise things. You must decide whether you're going to gather together in Christ, where your faith is, or your leadership that directs you, the leadership that advises you, listen to it. Some people have the faith, we're going to gather in the name of the Lord Jesus. They have their conscience clean, they have faith, they believe, they do it. So let every man be led, let be directed by the wisdom and the conscience in Christ. So I'm not going to condemn anybody. I'm going to let you be led by your own conscience and your faith in Christ and the wisdom, hallelujah, that is given to you by the medical system. All right, Brother Nate.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are grateful, Lord, for this day that you've given us to come together in prayer. We pray for Sister Sheila, who have lost a friend to coronavirus, we pray that, Lord, that you would touch her heart, strengthen her in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Father, we pray today that, Lord God, that you would show your mighty hand to those who are seeking your face and calling upon the move of God. And Lord God, once
yes.
again, that you may show yes. that you are omnipotent, that you are all-powerful, and nothing and no one is more powerful than thee. No one, Lord God, has the creative power that you possessed. No one
Nobody.
Could have ever made the heavens and the earth like you did. You caused them to move in a circular motion, and it is you that put the stars in their places. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it is you that caused a cow and a bull to come together to make a calf. It is you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And these things display the works of your wisdom. Who is greater than you, Lord God? Who can speak a word, Lord God, and change things? No one can do it like you can. For thy word has proven, and you have shown it in our lives. So we thank you, Lord, today, for every door that you have opened for us, even on the broadcast, every opportunity
yes.
you have given us to spread this gospel, to give
thank
it to
you,
the
Jesus.
World as you commanded us. We are grateful for every door open that we have yet to see in the name of Jesus. For you said, behold, you
thank
open and no man shutteth. And you shut up and no
yes.
man opened. That is your word, Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord.
And we stand upon your word. In the name of
your
Jesus.
Word.
And
Glory.
We come against every hindering spirit that tries to hinder us
yes.
from taking this word out and giving it to the people. We bind every demonic spirit, every
yes.
assignment
in
of
Jesus.
The devil right now. We plead the blood against.
Yes.
We take the sword
the
of
blood.
The spirit and we cut his plans. We take the
yes.
battle axe and we crush it right now. In the name
right
of Jesus, we speak
thank
your
you,
word, Lord God, in Jesus'
you, Jesus.
Name. And we are grateful, Lord, for this
we
opportunity
grateful.
You have given us. Thank you, Lord God, for we are truly humble this day to know that you have chosen us to do a work in a time such as this. In the name of Jesus, rain upon your people,
yes.
Lord God. All
rain.
Over. Rain upon them
rain.
In the countries that are carrying the missionary work of the gospel.
Yes.
Rain upon
yes,
them,
Lord
God,
rain.
And show your mighty power, Lord God, even to
thank
their
you,
enemies,
Jesus.
Lord God. Show who you are.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, let your angels be discarded and turn loose, Lord
yes.
God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Your warring angels to war against the
yes.
enemy in the heavenly. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, to take hold of Leviathan,
thank
Lord God, and cast
take
them
hold
away,
Leviathan.
Lord God, in
cast
the name
them
of
down.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
It could be. It could be.
In
Python,
name.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Belial, Beelzebub,
spirit right now. Hallelujah.
In the name of
in Jesus.
Jesus'
name.
Lord. We curse the disease,
Hallelujah.
But we rebuke the fear,
in
the
name
bondage of fear and panic. We take
yes,
authority
Lord.
Over panic and fear, which is the enemy. Now,
yes.
Lord Jesus, cause new faith and hope to arise upon those families who are bound by panic and fear. And those Christians and believers who are covenant with Christ to renew themselves to take new fear and new courage and declare the promise of God against the evil that come nigh them. Let
yes.
the blood of Jesus, the word of God, be a shield and a buckler and a rock, and let them declare the curse and counsel that disease and that spirit behind that disease.
Yes, sir.
That it shall not come nigh thee. Give them walking wisdom and cautions. But know that the promise of God is sure, that Jesus watches over his word to perform it. Let them take faith and courage and open their mouth with the promise of God. Through Jesus Christ, who conquered death, hell, and the grave, and conquered sin, he can conquer any disease or infirmity to come nigh thee. Hide them under the cross, under the blood, under the power of the resurrection, and deliver them. And
yes,
give
sir.
Them hope. Those that don't have medical contention, take the healing balm of Gilead that Jesus has performed. Take the healing balm that flows from him, who healeth all our diseases, who giveth all our iniquity, and renew our life and as the eagle. Coronavirus, you are not stronger than the blood and the atonement of Christ.
Yes.
We will walk in wisdom and faith, but not in fear. We rebuke the spirit of fear and bondage. And faith of God's word will arise in our soul as we read it, as we study it and meditate and release it. The promise of God is sure. The angels of the Lord encamp around them that fear the Lord to deliver them. Thanks be to God.
Yes.
We pray for those that are fighting the underlying problems in their bodies who fear will cause disease to come to you. Fear will cause the negative to come to you. We bind and cast out fear. Impart wisdom and faith with common sense. They will do their part. Jesus, you will do their part.
Yes.
Now those that have lost loved ones, we pray that their eyes would turn upon the Lamb of God and his promise, for he holds the solution and he holds the answer to preserve life and deliver us. Thank you, Jesus, for this is the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. This is the Church of Christ with Elijah message, the voice of Zion. The voice of Zion in these last days. For we are the body of Christ with the Elijah message. And our love and faith goes to you. And we believe in your behalf for your victory today. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow
amen.
Night.
Amen.
In
bless
Jesus'
you all.
Name.
Thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for
amen.
Your brother Emmanuel joining tonight. We thank God for you. And for God using you as he has been doing. Brother, just keep up the good work that you've been doing in Christ
yes,
Jesus.
Sir.
We appreciate it. Thank God for you, brother.
Amen.
You know,
amen. Thank God for you.
Thank
too.
God for all amen for all of you that have been listening to on the broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart. Look for the advertisement at 7:00 PM. So once again, for Brother Lee, Brother Nate, and Brother Emmanuel Murphy, we love you all. May God bless you. May God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.